Greetings and welcome back to another ongoing series of Shurim and Daf Yomi. My name is Yitzchak Et Shalom. We're on Masachet Sukkah, Daf Chaf Aleph Amud Bet. About to take a look at the second Mishnah of the second Perek. Hasomech Sukkato B'charei HaMitah. If somebody props their Sukkah up on the bed legs, and we'll describe that in a second, Kshera, it's still valid. If the Sukkah could not stand by itself, then it is Pasul. What we're talking about is structuring the sukkah such that the walls then rest right on the legs of a bed that are up against the side of the sukkah, and therefore Rabbi Yehuda says that if it could not stand by itself, it's pasul. My time, Rabbi Yehuda, why does he say that? Pliki Rabbi Zera, Rabbi Yahaba Bar Memel. So there's a machloket among Chachmei Eretz Yisrael as to what Rabbi Yehuda's opposition is based on. Charam Amnesha in La Keva. One said because the wall is not a permanent thing, and as we already learned several times in the first parak, Rabbi Yehuda's position is that sukkah dirat keva bainan must be a permanent structure. He said the other position is that because ultimately the schach is resting on something, which is makabel tuma, which are the legs of the bed. My benayu, what's a case where they would rule differently? They would split. Let's say you put skewers of metal into the ground and put schach on them. That's fixed in the ground, so according to Rabbi Yehuda, it would be fine. But the other opinion who says that you're standing it on something that's mekabel tuma, the same problem would obtain here. Rabbi Eloshanu Ela Samach, this ruling of Rabbi Yehuda is only if you leaned it against or on top of these bed legs of a sikech al gabe amita, but if you just put schach over the mitah, ksheras maitam lamad vishin lekava reish lekava, that's fixed in. Lamandam arubin shemidah d'varam kabel tumah, rishin mamidah d'varam kabel tumah. You're not making it stand on top of the bed, which is makabel tumah. Okay, the next mishnah sukkah meduvlelet, which right now we'll call a sparse sukkah. If there's more shade than sun, then kshera. If it's so thick that it's like a house, even if you can't see the stars, kshera, it's still valid. Okay, my meduvlelet. What's meduvlelet? Amarav sukkah aniya, a poor sukkah, meaning that it doesn't have much schach. Ushmuel amar kane olev kane yored. One stick is up and the next stick is down, and up and down, and they're not even. Now, Rav Tanichada, Rav learned our Mishnah as being one statement, which is, we'll see, Shmuel Tanitarti, and Shmuel learned the opening half of our Mishnah as being two separate statements. Rav Tanichada, Sukkah Meduvlelet, meaning my Meduvlelet, Midduldelet, so that's Amruba Michamatai. As long as there's more shade than sun, then it's okay, Ksherat. Shmuel Tanitarti, Shmuel learned our Mishnah as being two statements, my Meduvlelet, Mivulbelet. Alright, so meduvlelet doesn't mean meduldelet where it's weak, but mevulbelet where it's confused, meaning one up, one down. Fatartik found in this two separate statements. Sukkah mevulbelet kshera, v'shatam v'chamatak kshera. Amrabaya, lo shanu ela she'ein bein zela zesh lo shat tvachim. So with the up and down, that's only if there isn't three tvachim of air between them. Yesh bein zela zesh lo shat tvachim, sula, then it's invalid. Amrabaya, yesh bein zela zesh lo shat tvachim nami. He says even if there is three tvachim, between them, up and down. That's only if on top it's not a tefach wide. We imagine the upper one as being down and that they're all even. How do I know that we do say this notion, this theoretical notion of chavot rami, when there's a tefach on top? That not, we have the following mishnah. Korota bayit v'aliyah shein aleihem azivah v'en mechuvanot. So if you have beams of a house, and then above it, beams of a loft, and there is no roof over the bottom level, so that there's nothing really dividing between them, and they're lined up in a vertical sense, right, one over the other, if the tuma is under one of them, tachteha tameh, then it's only, there's only tuma under there, tumat ohel under that spot. If there's tuma in between the two, benayin tameh, it's tameh in between. If it's on top of the upper one, then there's tuma goes all the way up to the heavens. Hayu hal yonot, but only in line with that. Hayu hal yonot kivein hatachtonot, but if the upper ones were staggered so that they were between the lower ones, so it's space and then space up, space down, space up. Tumah tachat tachten, if the tumah is in the bottom level, tachat kulan tameh. Everything underneath is tameh. Al gaban kenegdan al kiyat tameh. If it's on top, everything is tameh all the way up. But tani Allah, we have a brayta on about that, says, b'medvar memurim, tzman sheish ben tefach, uveneim poteach tefach. That's only if the beams are a tefach wide and there's a tefach between them. But if not, then everything above it and in between them is tahor. So we see that if there's a tefach, then we imagine the upper ones to be where the lower ones are, and it's all a complete roof. And if it's not, then we don't say that. Shema mina. Yatav kana b'kamar lahashmata. So Kana repeated this entire discourse of Rava. Rav Ashi of Kana, Rav Ashi challenged him and said, "V'chol echad alei petevach lo b'nechavot rami." Is that really true? V'hatanya kora yotzah mikotel zeh. This we had in Eruvin. Ve'ina magad magad mikotel zeh. So you have a beam coming from one wall, doesn't make it all the way to the other wall. V'chein shtei korot, achad yotzah mikotel zeh, achad yotzah mikotel zeh, now goes up a zoo, or two beams that come out and they don't quite meet. Pachot mishlosha, if the airspace between the two beams or between the beam and the wall is less than three, and otzirich levi kora acheret, you don't have to add another kora. So shatzirich levi kora acheret. If it's three, you do. Shem Gamliel omer, pachot mi arba'a in tzirich levi kora acheret, arba'a in tzirich levi kora acheret. He says that the shear is four, not three. V'chein shtei korot ha-matimot, if you have two beams that are parallel, lo bezukene lekabal ariach, lo bezukene lekabal ariach. Remember, the shear of a kora, we had this at the beginning of Eruvin, is it has to be wide enough and strong enough to be able to take a brick. Let's say neither one of these is strong enough to take a brick. Imakablot ariach leroch bo tefach, but they're close enough together that you could put an ariach widthwise against them. Ein tzirich levi kor acheret. You don't have to add another one. Vimlav tzirich levi kor acheret. If it's too wide, then you do have to bring another korah. I mean the space too wide. It has to go lengthwise. Three tefachim. Ein tzirich levi kor acheret. Vimlav tzirich levi kor acheret. Hayu achat lamala v'achat lamata. So let's say that you had one beam on top, one beam below. We imagine them to be aligned. As long as the upper one isn't more than 20 amot high, which is above the Hechsher Mavui, and the lower one is not below 10, which is how high it needs to be. Meaning, as long as they are all both within 20 amot and above 10 tefachim, we imagine them to be aligned and one next to the other, and it's good. Even though the korah is not a tefach wide. So Marley Taritzve Mahachi. So Rav Kana answered, read that bright as follows. Vajshal Tail Yonah Mamma Yasrim Alabtochasrim. Nachunasa Mukla Pachot Mishlosha. That the one below it has to be above 10 tefachim, it has to be within 3 tefachim of the upper one. Now Vajshal Tay Tachtonah Matame Asara, Alamalame Asara, Yonah Smukla Pachot Mishlosha, or else the lower one has to be above 10 tefachim and the upper one has to be within 3 tefachim of that. But if it's more than three separated and it's not a tefach wide, there is no chavot rami. So by adding that into here, he defends the position supporting Rava. Okay, the Mishnah said, what's the implication of our Mishnah? Is if it's 50-50, shade and sun, it's pasul. In the first parak, we learn if there's more sun than shade, it's pasul. What's the implication? 50-50 is kasher. So lo kasha kan milamala kan milamata. Depends where it is. If on top it's 50-50, then by the time it gets below, there's going to be more sun than shade. But if below is 50-50, that means on top it was actually more shade than sun. If you have a hole the size of a little zuz on top, it's going to look like a much bigger Easterah below because the sun spreads out. Okay, the end of the Mishnah is Mu'ubakim in Bayit. Tell me about a Mu'ubakim in Bayit. Abisha ain't a kochav nirin mitocha, kshera, our Mishnah. A kochav echama nirin mitocha. Let's say that you can't even see the sun in it. Bechayim posted until machshirin. Then we have machloket, and there bethil or machshir. So even if you cannot see the sun inside, then it is still kasher. We do have the Shulchan Aruch mentions that ideally you should be able to see the sun in there. And there is a Yesh Omrim that if if it were so tightly covered that if it rained, the rain would not get in, then it may indeed be a sukkah psula. Okay, we'll pause this point. We'll pick it up with the next Mishnah on the next podcast. In the meantime, we should have a wonderful day.